Welcome to this deep dive. We're jumping straight into something that's been on my mind quite a bit lately. How we learn, especially in a field like cyber. But honestly, it applies pretty much everywhere.
Absolutely.
For ages, I was just convinced, practical skills were the be-all and end-all. If you could do the thing, what else really mattered?
And that's a pretty common view, right? Especially in tech-heavy fields. But our chats recently kind of poked holes in that, didn't they?
They really did.
This whole deep dive kind of started from you, well, questioning that skills-only approach. And then we started talking to other people, folks who really value certifications or, different ways of picking up knowledge.
Exactly. I kept running into people whose drive wasn't just about like performing a task. It was about hitting that certification goal, having that clear path laid out, or even, the buzz of learning with others.
That collaborative piece.
Yeah. And I'd been so focused on the hands-on stuff for so long, I started thinking, hang on, am I missing something big here? Maybe even overlooking really talented people just because their learning style didn't fit my narrow view.
Which, yeah, led to some pretty interesting discussions between us. Heated sometimes, maybe, but always respectful.
Definitely respectful, yeah.
And those talks pushed us to actually, look into the research, learning styles, motivations. What makes people tick? That's how we stumbled onto the HEX model.
Ah, the HEX model of gamification in learning.
Right. It maps out six different learner types, each with their own drivers.
It was a bit of an eye-opener, wasn't it? Made me realize our initial debate was just scratching the surface. This whole thing really grew out of me spotting my own potential bias and just wanting to get why different approaches click for different people. Even in the same field, like cyber.
And for you listening, look, we know you want to get knowledge quickly, but properly, right? Without feeling totally swamped. So exploring these styles, we hope, gives you some insight into what works for you or helps you understand the people you work with, maybe.
Okay, let's get into it then. The HEX model, first up, the philanthropist.
Right, the philanthropist. These are the folks motivated by, well, helping others, doing good.
Like mentors, or those super active people in forums always answering questions.
Exactly like that. Team leads who really support their people, their own learning gets reinforced because they want to teach it, to share it. The act of guiding is their learning process in a way.
That makes sense. You see them writing detailed guides, offering help. It solidifies their own understanding by explaining it.
Precisely. Knowing that helps if you're building, say, mentorship programs. You tap into that drive. Okay, next, the socializer.
Ah, okay, I might see a bit of myself here.
Yeah.
The socializer values that interaction, yeah. The
Yeah,
back and forth.
totally. They love classroom settings, group challenges, learning from the community. That social dynamic is like crucial for them. Bouncing ideas around, discussing things, that's how they learn best.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, who's next?
Then you've got the free spirit. Think autonomy, creativity, exploration.
Sandbox environments,
Yeah,
experimenting.
you got it. They thrive when they can just tinker without rigid rules. Ah, perfect example in cyber, capture the flag events. CTFs.
Right, CTFs. For anyone not familiar, they're like cybersecurity puzzle competitions. You use your skills, hacking, crypto, reverse engineering, whatever, to find hidden flags. Very hands-on.
Exactly. Free spirits love that stuff. They learn by doing, by trying weird things, finding their own way, no strict path.
So organizations could like set up sandboxes for them to play in.
Yeah, definitely. Fosters innovation. Okay, moving on to the achiever.
The achiever, goal-oriented, needs to see progress.
Intrinsically motivated by hitting targets. Yeah, they need that clear learning path, badges, milestones, and definitely certifications. Those are the endpoints they aim for. Structure is key.
Okay, structure and clear goals. Got it. How's that different from the next one, the player?
Good question. They both like goals, but the player is more about external validation, reputation, recognition.
Ah, so leaderboards, getting the most prestigious certs.
Exactly. It's about being seen to be at the top, getting that external pat on the back, you know?
Right, the social status almost.
Kinda, yeah. And finally, the disruptor. This one's interesting.
Disruptor, how so?
They're motivated by finding flaws, making improvements, breaking things to understand them, maybe.
Ethical hackers, finding vulnerabilities.
Perfect example. They get a kick out of discovering weaknesses and figuring out how to fix them. The learning is in the investigation, the problem solving. Internal bug bounties, red team exercises that taps right into their motivation.
What I really like about this HEX model is it shows there's no like better or worse way to learn, is there?
Not at all. Different motivations, different paths, but they all lead to knowledge. the why someone learns is maybe less important than the fact they are learning.
Yeah, and it makes you think twice about, you know, stereotyping.
Yeah.
Like dismissing someone as just a certificate chaser.
Right, because for some people, that is the valid motivation. That's what gets them engaged. It's a perfectly legitimate driver for, say, an achiever or a player.
It's so easy to just assume your way is the only way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up excluding people who just need a different approach.
Which is a massive issue for organizations, right? If your training only caters to one or two types, you're missing out on engaging and maybe even hiring a whole chunk of potential talent.
And the cost of that is, well, not having the skilled people you need.
Exactly. It underlines why you need maybe a more data-driven approach to training. Not just did they show up, but are they using this knowledge?
Which brings us neatly to certifications, doesn't it?
It does. Mm. We've all met the person with a wall full of certs, maybe, but you got to differentiate between, you know, solid certs that show real understanding of methodology and those quick fix exam prep boot camps, the ones just focused on memorizing answers for the test.
Oh, don't get me started. I did one of those ones. Required for a role, honestly. Oh. Felt like a complete waste of time. Just drilling multiple choice answers for days.
You didn't feel like you actually learned anything useful.
Barely. It was pure hoop jumping. Got the paper, but the knowledge didn't stick. It felt like it was designed for maybe the achiever or player type, just focused on the credential, not deep understanding.
Yeah, it really makes you question the value, doesn't it? Especially when job ads list specific certs as must-haves. You could miss brilliant people just because they don't have that exact bit of paper.
It's funny you say that because you actually have a lead auditor cert, right? ISO 27001. That's a pretty big one in cyber.
I do, yeah. Did the course, passed the exam. But honestly, even though I technically could lead an audit based on that, I wouldn't volunteer.
Why not?
Because knowing the material for a test is one thing. Having the deep, practical confidence and experience is another. It just proves the point, really. The certificate alone isn't competence.
So that piece of paper doesn't automatically mean you can do the job well in the real world.
Not necessarily. I mean, I remember the overall process, where to start, prep, who to involve,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely need to brush up on the specifics, the regulations, you know.
Right.
And it begs the question, who decides a cert's real value? I could make my own expert speaker certification tomorrow and stick it online. It's the reliance and hiring that's tricky.
Hmm.
Do you see AI changing any of this? Like in auditing?
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah. Especially the information gathering part. AI could probably pull together baseline data way faster, maybe more objectively than someone fresh off a 5-day course.
So could AI take over auditing completely then? What's left for humans?
Ah, I think that initial data sift, sure, AI is great for that.
Yeah.
But the crucial bits, context, common sense, understanding the specific company culture and nuances, that's still human territory.
So AI asks the questions, gathers the answers.
But the human synthesizes it, understands the bigger picture, makes sure the findings actually make sense for that specific organization. AI is a powerful tool, definitely. But I think you'll still need that human oversight, that judgment call.
Okay, that makes sense. Which kind of leads us into the future of learning more broadly. What trends are you seeing emerge, especially thinking about all these different learning styles?
Well, definitely microlearning is big. Those short, bite-sized modules you can fit into your day.
Yeah, learning on the job.
Right, and just continuous learning generally, especially in fields like ours that change so fast. And then there's AI-supported learning, adaptive systems that tailor things to you.
Personalizing the experience based on what you know, how you're progressing.
Exactly. There are, you know, data privacy things to consider, obviously. But the potential for truly personalized learning paths is huge. Imagine tailoring content delivery based on whether someone's more of a free spirit or an achiever.
And I think that whole lessons learned piece is vital too. Actually reflecting on real incidents, real projects, cyber or otherwise, to make better choices next time.
Absolutely critical. That's where the rubber meets the road, right? Applying it, then reflecting, that really cements the learning.
So for you listening, if you know you're more of a free spirit, maybe focusing on sandbox projects is better than just reading theory, for example.
Precisely. But, you know, I do have this nagging concern about over-reliance on AI, especially for younger generations.
How so?
Well, if you can just ask AI for the answer instantly, do you lose the ability to understand the why behind it, the fundamental concepts like mathematical formulas, physics laws? Stuff like that. Are we losing the skill to critically evaluate the AI's answer, to put it in context.
That's a really valid point. We've got more information than ever, but passive consumption isn't learning, is it? It needs to be active, guided, purposeful.
Exactly. So when kids ask, why bother learning this if AI knows it? The answer has to be about building critical thinking, about building strong networks, human networks, to validate things, to get deeper insight, recognizing that diverse skills matter, not just instant recall.
And maybe it's about creating new roles. Skills that complement AI, letting humans focus on the complex, messy human stuff.
That's the opportunity, yeah. Adapt and evolve.
Yeah.
Which maybe means we need to teach how to learn much earlier. You had that interesting idea about maybe extending learning opportunities to employees' families.
Yeah, fostering that culture of learning early, building a knowledgeable future workforce, maybe.
Could have a big impact long term. But thinking about AI, I've been wrestling with a bit of an ethical thing lately.
What's that?
Using AI for tasks like, say, summarizing text. It's incredibly efficient, right? Saves loads of time compared to doing it manually, making sure it flows well.
Yeah, definitely faster.
But I've noticed myself, when I rely on it too much for summaries, my own skill at doing it seems to, well, degrade a bit.
Really? So you see the AI output, you get the structure, but doing it yourself feels less natural.
Exactly. The process feels clunkier. And it makes me wonder, is that skill loss actually a problem? If the AI does the job well, frees up my brain for other things, is it okay to let that specific skill atrophy?
Wow, that's a really chewy question. What skills do we need to protect versus what can we safely offload?
Right, where do we draw the line? And related to relying on AI, I heard about this concept recently, triangulation.
Triangulation, like in navigation.
Kind of the same principle. The idea is to trust AI output more. You should check it against multiple AIs. Ask the same question, maybe phrased slightly differently, to several different models.
Ah, so if they all come back with similar answers.
Your confidence in that information goes way up. It's like getting a second, third, fourth opinion, but much faster than traditional research.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like verifying a source.
Exactly. It's actually very similar to what we do in cyber threat intelligence, right? You check multiple feeds, multiple sources before you declare something a credible threat. Same logic.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Okay, so wrapping this deep dive up.
Yeah.
The main takeaway seems to be just how vital it is to understand that people learn differently. We're all motivated by different things.
Absolutely. Recognizing those diverse styles, like the ones in the HEX model, and adapting how we teach, how we learn, how organizations support learning, it's crucial, both for us as individuals and for companies trying to build skilled teams.
There isn't just one right way to get knowledge. Respecting those different paths is key.
Couldn't agree more. It's about creating an environment where everyone can thrive, learn effectively, in the way that works best for them.
So here's a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. Take a moment. Maybe reflect on your own learning preferences. Which of those HEX types resonates most with you? What really gets you fired up to learn something new? And then think about this triangulation idea. How could you use that, maybe checking info across different sources, even different AIs, to become a sharper, more critical consumer of information? Not just passively accepting the first thing you read or hear, but actively verifying it, like checking multiple news sites for the full story. How can you apply that critical lens in our information-saturated world?